The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Chasing Cars is brought to you by DS Automobiles, the premium French automobile born in Paris. Discover more at dscars.sg.
Chasing Cars with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. On the phone, my co-host, Julian Coe from SG Karma.
Hello, hello.
You know, I just realized I have not seen you in about 6 months.
Oh, really? I thought it was longer than that.
Okay, fine. I haven't seen you since we had dinner at David's house. How's that?
Oh, yes. Yes, okay, that was long. That was a long time ago. I think, yeah, it could be well good into 6 months.
I know, right? This COVID-19 stuff is all these phone conversations. I forgot what you look like. You're still short, right?
I am still short, unfortunately. However, I believe I feel fitter. I feel healthier. I've been going to the gym almost every day. So, yeah.
I have not. So there's more of me to love, Julian. Okay. So, now, apart from the fact that COEs are slowly starting to creep up, now
yes.
seems to be a very interesting time to be considering, if you are considering buying a car, to not buy a pre-loved car, but to buy a brand new car because of all the deals and all the bells and whistles and all of the extras that the car companies are throwing at you to try to entice you to buy a new car.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I know people are thinking, you know what, the COE premiums are slowly creeping up. I mean, Cat A is what, 35,007, Cat B is 38,008. So they went up over 2007 and about $1,007 respectively. But look at it this way, it is still 35,000 and still 38,000 for Cat A and B respectively. I think it's still a relatively good time to go in and get yourself a new ride if you need one, or if you've been eyeing that model for a long time, I say do it.
If you've been eyeing that model for a long time, or just, yeah, I think a lot of us did scrap our cars, our COEs were up, you know, new decade and all that. 2020 was the year that a lot of us were going to be buying our brand new car, and then COVID-19 hit. But now
that
everything is slowly opening back up, now might just be the time to catch that great deal. But here's the thing. You go into the showrooms, everyone's so friendly, they give you coffee, they sit you down, they charm the pants off you, they give you beautiful brochures, you look around and every model is gorgeous, right? So then you get distracted and you might not actually be paying attention to what it is that you should be paying attention to if you want to buy a car seriously. And that's where we come in. We're going to save them, Julian. We're going to tell everyone exactly what they should be paying attention to.
I say pay attention to colours.
I'm going to smack you.
Over, yeah. You know, pay attention to colours, show's over. That's it. That's all you need to know. Pay attention to the colours. You know, seriously, why I say that is because can you imagine walking into a showroom and you see a car clad in a colour like dragon orange?
What is wrong with dragon orange? I love dragon orange.
I can't. I won't be able to do that. I will just have to, you know. However, I gotta say this, okay? There was a car that I drove that was very close to that color, and it just reminded me, because I'm just looking at the photos again right now, and you know how the DS7, when I actually did the car, it actually came in this little orangey gold color. I don't really have that official name for that
for
color.
The color. Yeah, I don't know what that color is. I know exactly
what
the color
is.
It is a beautiful orange, and can I just say that when I took the DS7 Crossback out to test drive, I was very jealous of you because I saw your orange pictures and they gave me the white one.
Oh, God. So you got the white one.
I got the white one. I'm like, why are you giving me the white one? I want the orange one.
Yeah, well, I took out twice. So I took it out the first time for a written, the second time for a video. The video one was the white one, and I immediately went, oh, I thought it was going to be the orangey one. And they said, oh, no, it's the white one now. And I just went, oh. But I didn't want to show my disappointment because I didn't want to be rude. But I thought that color was quite nice.
That orange is the signature color for the DS7 Crossback, by the way. Although, of course, why we're focusing in on colors at all, I don't know. I really sometimes don't know about you. Let's talk about something a little bit more realistic. Most normal people, not you, Julian, but normal people, would be looking at things like engine capacity because they would be relating it to maybe road tax or insurance costs. So you have to tell us, from your expert experience and expert knowledge, what is a good engine capacity that will give you the kind of power that you need to comfortably drive your family, how big a car should be, that sort of stuff. We're looking to you for the information, Julian. I don't know why we're looking to you, since you led with color.
When you said that, I just feel so guilty. I should have just said something smarter. Sounded a little bit more intelligent. Okay, but anyway, on that note about road tax, yes, you are absolutely right. But again, it kind of depends on the sort of cars that you're driving. I mean, or targeting for that matter. There are 1-litre three-cylinder cars that are just as punchy as the, 2-litre naturally aspirated cars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those cars are really small and aren't really for families of four or five.
Exactly. So a very sweet spot would be, a mid-size SUV. All you need is about 1.6. If you want to spend a little bit more on the road tax, a 2-litre SUV would be nice. But I think for Singapore roads, a 1.6-litre turbocharged engine would be very sweet, very sweet. Because think about it, right? Your road tax would be about $742 a year. If you were to choose a 2-litre one, you're going to pay upwards of $1,200 a year. So that's almost $500 difference. I don't really think that's worth it, in my opinion. So yes, you got to think about the displacement capacity, because it's not just about power. It's not just about boasting rights. It's also about how much money you have to pay every single year.
Right. Okay. Well, it just so happens the DS7 Crossback. Can you tell I am looking at the brochure of the DS7 Crossback right now? The DS7 Crossback is a 1600-litre car. It is petrol direct injection turbocharge, which gives it that extra kick, which is wonderful. So you can explain the whole thing of power and torque and all that good stuff, because I'm a girl, I don't care.
No, but here's the thing. If memory serves correctly, I remember the DS7 Crossback having three different variants.
Mm-hmm.
They are all 1.6 liters. I know they had the 180 horsepower as well as the 225 brake horsepower. So
that's the one that we test drove, because that's the white one.
Exactly. Oh, and the orange one that you didn't test, but I'm just saying.
But, thanks.
But what I'm trying to say here is, isn't it nice that you can actually have variants to choose from? I mean, you have different variants, a different state of tune, so you get to have 225 brake horsepower if you are hungry for more punch, and you still can have the lower powered one, like the 180, if you feel like, I don't need that much power, at least in Singapore. So it's nice to have options. And I think DS actually did a very, very good job with the DS7 Crossback. They give you different variants, still the same displacement capacity of 1.6 litre, but you have a different state of tune.
I'm talking to Julian Koh from SG Karma. We'll be right back.
Be charmed by French luxury savoir-faire and advanced technology. The DS7 Crossback Premium SUV is distinctly you. Book a digital consultation today and enjoy 7 years of warranty and servicing at dscars.sg.
Yeah, Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. Still on the phone with Julian Koh from SG Carmart. I had to do that, and I have to tell you why. Because when you try to talk intelligently, I really just want to laugh my head off. Because the truth is, it's okay. Now, here's the truth. The truth is, we test drive cars all the time. And because we test drive cars all the time, a lot of the information that is very important to the average person becomes not important to us, because we look at how it drove, how it felt, how easy it was to handle. And then, you know, because we drive so many different cars, we really actually do focus on the color and the trim and how many different versions of ambient lighting in the cabin. You know, things that may not necessarily immediately come to top of reference for a potential buyer. But let's go back to the fact that this is potential buyers we're looking at. Now, they're looking at, you know, a brochure. It's all very beautiful, beautiful pictures. The information is very small. What do you really think on a brochure they should be targeting in on? I think that we covered some of it, which is engine capacity. I think torque and all that is quite important. But one of the things that most people actually don't pay enough attention to, I think, is safety features.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough. But I can't say you are. I can't completely disagree with you.
I know it's hard, right?
Right. I know. But here's the thing. I think there's another factor that people should consider, especially when they get or especially when they're thinking of buying an SUV, is the boot space. Right? I mean, they need to compare. So the DS7, for instance, has got 555 liters worth of hauling capacity at the back. So you got to start thinking, is this going to be enough for my family of five or six? I mean,
my groceries
be enough
for 2 weeks.
Exactly. You know, like, or maybe for you, your golf bags, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely important. My golf bags. I can always have my groceries delivered. My golf bags have got to fit in the car.
Oh, man. Okay, but put things into perspective. I think 555 litres
is
will easily fit three of me. Three and a half, maybe. I reckon. Yeah,
you know, I say this again. Why would I want three of you in anywhere, let alone in my car?
I know, right? Isn't that nice?
No. I don't want three of you in my car. One of you I can probably take. Three of you, two of you are going to die.
Okay, but anyway, I think, again, like I said, I can't disagree with you. Safety features is something that people always overlook. And thankfully, the DS7 has six airbags. And yes, of course, it does come with traction control as well. So you have to start realizing that these are the things that matter, especially when you get a car that hauls you and your family from point to point.
I think one of the features that I have resisted for a long time but becomes very practical in an SUV is the reverse camera and sensors.
Ah, well, I think I kind of got immune to that. So when you know, the camera comes on and the sensors come on, I don't really...
You ignore it, right?
Yeah, like very naturally just ignore it.
Yeah, but we've talked about this. We ignore it because it goes against our car reviewer sensibilities. No,
probably,
no,
probably.
No, I don't need the camera. I'm that good a driver. But it's nice to have in a tight parallel parking spot. Don't bluff.
Of course it's nice to have. In fact, I think it's, especially when the car is slightly bigger, it's important to know that you're in the lot. And sometimes the camera helps you with that.
That is true. Now, I'm going to be a vain person and tell you that one of the things that I was most impressed about with the DS7 was the internal finishings. I love the fact that almost everything in the car is leather. And not just any old leather, but Nappa leather.
Yes.
And it was really lovely to the touch. I mean, things like the stitching with the beading and the stitching that you will see in the top of the three variants is something that you might not have noticed the first time you get into a car, but it's little details like that. And this is my woman brain thinking, okay? If they spent 4 years figuring out the perfect stitching for the dashboard leather, then I'm going to assume that they put in that much time, that much thought into the safety features and the engine reliability that I don't see.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
That's my female logic right there.
Okay, well, my very, I can't say male logic because it's just Julian's logic. it's the two things that really matters to me. Like, really, on a daily basis, if you have to drive this car in Singapore's climate, well, temperamental climate.
Oh, you're going to tell me aircon and ventilated seats, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's the ventilated seats. It's definitely the ventilated seats. And here's another one. Here's another thing that I think is very important is, what do you call it? The electric park brake button.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, having that just makes it that much more premium, right? I mean, can you imagine if you get into a DS7 Crossback and you suddenly see a handbrake? And you start, or even a foot brake, and then you start thinking, well, that just doesn't seem that premium. And then you realize that, oh, electric park brake, and then there's an auto hold button, and then you get, you know, ventilated seats, wireless charging. These are sorts of things. And and not forgetting the BRM timepiece.
Oh, that is really pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
That is really okay. We're talking about a clock on the dashboard, which everyone who got into the car over the weekend that I took out the DS7 Crossback noticed right away, because it is a very attractive clock and it is in a very visible spot. And I think it is a real interesting touch. It's really a beautiful touch.
All the small little attention to details.
My advice, if you're going in and you're looking at a brand new car, is it's very easy to ignore the details, the small details, when you're looking at different car models and they're pushing beautiful brochures at you. But if you're seriously looking at buying a car, look at the small details. Because I think that if the small details are done very, very well, then the details that you can't see would be done well as well. That's my logic, and I'm sticking to it.
I will still stand by the very, very first feature, which is colours.
All right.
And colours is very important. It represents you, right? It represents the buyer. It must be love at first sight when you buy a car, because the experience is, it's not about paying money and driving off the car. It's about the whole thing, the whole process. And that's important.
So allow yourself to go a little bit more adventurous on your car color choice. We hope this helps you zero in on the details that are important when you are going to look at a brand new car in the showroom. Now, we were talking about the DS7 because it was a car that both of us recently test drove, and we recommend that you check it out. This has been Chasing Cars. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is my co-host, Julian Koh from SG Car Mart. Until next week.
Chasing Cars was brought to you by DS Automobiles, the premium French automobile born in Paris. Discover more at dscars.sg.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.